So I don't know if this is rage bait, but it could be. This etiquette influencer keeps popping up on my feed. His name's William Hansen. Maybe you've seen him. He's got like millions of followers. He's got a British accent, and he's too cool for the room.
Okay, and so he knows everything there is to know about etiquette in all situations?
Or at least he plays the part very well.
Okay.
So recently he posted something that I can only describe as rage bait. And sure. Apparently we're all eating cereal incorrectly.
Oh.
And you're thinking to yourself probably, how else do you eat cereal?
Like the only factor I'm thinking of is milk or no milk. Like what? How else are we doing it?
Yeah, I mean, you have a bowl.
Right.
You pour the cereal in, you pour your milk in, and you eat it with a spoon.
Right, correct.
Can we all agree that's how you eat cereal?
I agree.
Yep. That should be the end of it.
Yep.
No!
Here's how to eat breakfast cereal. First of all, add your milk of choice.
Okay, so he's got the bowl sitting in front of him. By the way, he's wearing like a, you know, a butler's, you know, uniform.
He's always dressed to the nines.
Yeah, and so he does, it's not even a thing of add the milk first, then pour the cereal in. He's got the dry cereal already in a bowl.
Okay.
And it looks like corn flakes. Yeah, it looks like some sort of corn flake or whatever like that. So, again,
here's how to eat breakfast cereal. First of all, add your milk of choice.
Okay, add milk of choice.
Okay.
All right, he's just pouring it right there.
Maybe whole milk, skim milk, 2%, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going for semi.
He's going for semi. I don't know what that means.
What is semi?
Maybe semi-fat. Maybe it's like 2%.
Probably 2%.
Yeah,
it's
that's what I'm
2%.
Thinking. Probably 2%, yeah. Which, by the way, we could get into a whole milk discussion of what is the best milk.
And not going to, though.
And I will die on the hill and say whole milk is the best. You disagree?
I'm not taking your rage bait. I'm not. That's not the point of this discussion.
Okay.
Move on, sir.
We're learning how to eat cereal the proper way. All right. First, you pour the milk.
And then, with a spoon held in your dominant hand.
Okay, hold the spoon in your dominant hand. Got it. Yep, so far everything checks out.
Right.
And the fork in your non-dominant hand.
I'm sorry, so back the truck up. We have a fork?
That's right.
In the non-dominant hand? Why do we need a fork?
Mr. William Hansen explains.
You will eat. Now, it's not soup, so you don't need to scoop away from you like you would with soup. But you can use the fork to push some corn flakes onto your spoon and eat accordingly.
Stop. Okay, listen, I don't, first of all, I was today years old when I learned that there was a correct way to scoop with soup with a spoon. You're supposed to go away?
Yeah, so apparently.
I've always shoveled in. That's what I've done.
Yeah, me too.
And so apparently doing that wrong, too.
Well, yeah, you do it away, and the reasoning William Hansen gives for that is so you don't splash anything on your shirt.
Okay. All right. So, but what we're shoveling, using the fork to shovel delicately the flakes onto
so what
the
you
spoon?
Do yes you use the fork you turn the tong the tines right
yes
you turn the tines down like you're getting ready to stab it and you just kind of push you don't scoop you just push the
but spoons are meant for scooping.
I wish William Hansen was on the phone now and we could just ask him all these questions.
I need to discuss that with him.
He just drops this little bit of rage bait in 25 seconds and leaves.
Okay. All right. Okay. So proceed. We are using the fork to shovel flakes onto the spoon,
yes.
Which apparently is not used for scooping. And all right. And then we're taking to our mouth and we're delicately chewing.
Yeah, right.
Don't
right.
slurp the milk.
Right.
I'm
exactly.
Sure.
I mean, when he first said fork, I was like, hang on a second.
Get out of here.
Are
with
they
that.
Wanting us to lasso kind of like the Cheerios in forks or stab the cereal with a fork?
It's really not necessary. That feels like an extra step and an extra utensil.
And listen, I know people who eat cereal who only have the milk's only purpose for the cereal is to wet it.
Yes.
And they
right,
don't
because
actually.
Dry cereal is just. Mm-mm.
Yeah, but they don't actually drink the milk.
Yeah, no, I don't know if I was in, unless it was a chocolatey milk that was left over, then I was drinking it. However, the thing is, too, you kind of have to eat it fairly fast because I don't like soggy cereal.
Right.
So I needed just enough moistness on the cereal and then get it down so there's still some crunch, but it's not like too dry, but you don't want it too soggy.
I'm
like,
sure,
I feel like the time limit matters.
I'm sure William Hansen has an opinion on that as well. So,
oh, I'm sure he does.
Anyways.
But he's sitting over there with his fork and I'm looking at him like a crazy person.
Yeah, well, I think we all are. It's a little bit of rage bait, but like I said, we will.
Well, he's the same guy that eats a banana on a plate with a fork and a knife.
Yeah, fork and knife. Yes.
Yeah, he's the same guy.
Right, right. He's got 4 million followers, which is a lot more than we have. So,
and I mean, they probably all hate him. I think they all hate him.
So,
I think they're all rage followers.
You can see this. We put it up on our story at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, rage bait. Apparently, we've all been eating cereal incorrectly, according to Mr. William Hansen.
Okay, William. I hear what you're saying, and
you
I
may
give
have,
you a condescending pat on the head.
You may have won this round, William.
No, we didn't win. I'm ignoring that.
Oh, you're ignoring it. All right. It's 99.7 DJX.